will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome to the final episode of the inspiring special series called Essential Leadership with Ray Zinn here on the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo. I'm a writer and entrepreneur in California. Good to be back, Ray.
Hey, Rob. Man, I hate this to be the last one, but we'll come up with some others. But this has been an exceptional series, Essential Leadership. I also call it Exceptional Leadership, which has got both of them have E's. Essential, Exceptional, those are the things that define what we've been talking about during this series of 10 podcasts.
If you understand the essential qualities of leadership and you put them in place, you will be demonstrating what it's like to be an excellent leader, don't you think?
Well, exceptional leader, for sure.
Exceptional leader, sure.
Yeah, this is a reason why we did this series, is to give people a chance to hear what we believe are the essential attributes of good leadership.
Well, I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to close out just by reviewing some, not all of what we talked about in the 10 episodes or the 9 previous episodes, but to talk about some of those that stand out to me as being worth reviewing. I mean, I think they're all worth listening to, learning about, but we only have so much time. So editing this down to a kind of a shorter list, but let's walk through this. Qualities of a good leader and talk a little bit about recognizing weaknesses and improving ourselves. So this is kind of the theme throughout the whole thing, is looking at a serious look at ourselves and how we conduct ourselves, what we might aspire to achieve in our personal conduct to not just be successful entrepreneurs, but be successful in life, right?
Exactly. You know, we talk about waiting until the end of the year to look at our New Year's resolutions as we look back over the prior year and say, well, I wish I'd done this, this, and this. You know, if you can do this on a regular basis, you know, daily even, you know, you're just going to be able to inculcate these principles in the way you lead and run your life. So again, you know, don't wait until the end of the year to look back and say, here's what I need. Here's my resolutions, things I need to improve.
Well, earlier in the series, you reminded us that if at first you don't succeed, try again. You insisted there was a caveat to that, which is, you need to learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. You know, again, the biggest mistake we make is not recognizing the mistake and repeating it over and over and over, because that's called insanity. You know, making the same mistake and expecting a different result is just plain stupid.
There are it would take all of your fingers and all of your toes to count the number of examples of people trying to do the same thing over and over again and just making it worse and worse and worse and never really figuring it out. And I think that it doesn't just cause failure of businesses, it can cause really the breakdown in the fabric of society, don't you think?
Actually, that's what society is based on, is how the quality of the people that are in the society define who the society is.
We also discussed sound judgment, and you were saying that this is truly one of those essential qualities you need. Tell us why.
Well, you know, knowledge is important, but the proper application of knowledge is wisdom. And so, you know, if you take that knowledge that you have and make a stupid decision or make unwise choices, you know, that's not being wise. So, you know, a sound judgment is based on wisdom. You know, that's that gut, you know, you have that gut reaction, even though you don't know the result, because the action hasn't taken place. You know, your gut will tell you if you're doing, it's your conscience, as some people call it, your conscience will tell you if you're making the right decision.
Yeah. And again, we repeat this theme as well throughout this podcast series, the idea that you're doing, and we opened this episode talking about it as well, is the idea of examining yourself, being critical of yourself to the point where you can see, am I practicing sound judgment here? It takes a serious self-examination sometimes when making a big decision where, you know, this can't be emotional. This has to be sound judgment.
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, knowledge is important, but using that knowledge in a wise way is your judgment. And so, you know, as you said, at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Yeah, but don't try to repeat the same mistake. That's the final aspect of repentance, really, is not repeating the same mistake or not repeating the problem over and over. You know, learn from your mistakes. We all make mistakes. That's absolutely, you know, inherent with being human, is that we will make a mistake. But it's not the mistake that's a problem. It's not correcting it is the problem.
In episode 4, we talked about inspiring passion. It's one of those things where you can have passion, but you really need to be able to help that emerge, that passion emerge in your employees. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, we all know when someone is passionate about something, they just talk energetically, enthusiastically. They're excited. They are really very promotional in that respect. And so when you're excited, you know, when you have enthusiasm and when you're optimistic and when you're looking forward to it, that's really the key to being passionate. So, you know, what I talk about is there's three keys to being happy. One is to have something to do. The second is to have someone to love. And the third is to have something to look forward to. And so that is rolled up in what the keys of being passionate, you know, having something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. That's passion. And so, you know, the more you have to look forward to, and something you love and something that you can get your arms wrapped around, the happier you're going to be. And the happier you are, the more passionate you will appear.
We also talked about professional bearing, how you carry yourself in a professional manner. Why is this so important? Why is this an essential attribute of a good leader?
Because, you know, the way you appear is the way you are. If you appear sloppy, you're going to, I mean, you look sloppy, you're going to come across as sloppy. You know, so you want to hold your, you know, have your demeanor, the way you present yourself. You want to do it in a way in which will come across positively. You know, you don't go to a funeral in a bathing suit unless you're going to bury the corpse in the water or something. You know, you want to make sure that you're dressed appropriately for the occasion. And I always say dress one level better than you're expected. And so therefore you're not going to come across as just being like one of the other group. You're going to say, I'm going to show how important this particular, function is by the way I dress.
Yeah. I've seen plenty of examples, and it's also not just about the way that you appear. It's about how you feel. Mm-hmm. And if you feel organized and clean, then you're going to come across organized and clean. And if you're disheveled, you're going to come across as not organized. And that could be a real failure if you're in a sales situation or other kind of marketing situation.
Exactly. So, you know, appear as you want to be seen.
We talked about education. You said that it's essential for would-be entrepreneurs to take 4 classes: accounting, financial and managerial accounting, business law, and basic economics. So the importance of education underscored here in some serious classes, but you got to get that education.
That's that knowledge I was talking about, you know, a few minutes ago, is that, you know, your knowledge is important, and then the proper use of that knowledge is wisdom. So these courses that we talked about, they're not the end all. They're what we call basic courses. So as an entrepreneur or in running your family or in any other aspect that you want to improve yourself, these classes will help you do that, especially if you're going to be a business person.
All these great topics and matters of essential leadership, character attributes, just so much to talk about. Anything here stand out to you as the number one quality for essential leadership?
The number one quality is the ability to love the things you hate. In other words, you know, being able to do the tough things first, eat that ugly frog first thing every day. I wrote a book about that. In fact, you can get it on Amazon or any of your book retailers. It's that ability to really love the things you don't like doing. And so that's probably one of the most important aspects of being a good leader, is loving the things you hate or doing the tough things first.
Yeah. And this comes up a lot during the course of our podcast, our previous podcasts, not just in this series, but you have said it many times, and it is one of those attributes of a strong leader that for some people get overlooked because, oh, I'll just hire somebody to do that and I'll ignore that. Or for you, you get up in the morning and you go work out, and that has kept you strong and in the game for a long time. And it's a great discipline to have, but eating the ugly frog first, you know, is just basically saying to yourself, I'm going to take care of the stuff that I don't want to do now. I mean, I'm going to take care of the stuff I don't want to do, and I'm going to do it now so mm-hmm. that the rest of the day I can spend doing the more enjoyable things that I want to do with this job. And it is proven over and over again that if you can do that, and like you said, if you can start to love that process, then mm-hmm. your chances of succeeding are better than that 9 out of 10 we talked about in a previous podcast.
Well, procrastination is the bane of leadership. So, you know, if you want to improve and maintain your standards as a good leader, is to learn to love the things you hate or doing the tough things first. So, you know, they talk about good, better, best, and really it's a process. It's, you know, as they say, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, it's not something you can just do one time. You got to be persistent. You got to be continuous in your pursuit of good, better, best. It will take time, and it will prevail, providing you don't make it a one shot thing. I know that we grow tired of doing the same thing over and over, Emerson said that which we persist in doing becomes easier, not the nature of the task changes, but our ability to perform it becomes easier. So it's that repetitions that keeping at it is how we gain the ability to overcome any obstacle that's in our way.
Well, I hope the listeners to Tough Things First enjoyed this series with 10 episodes on essential leadership, and listening to your wisdom on these topics just doesn't cover it all. You know, I could do a series with 20 episodes and I don't think we would get anywhere near the areas that can help. But I think these are the reason why it's called essential leadership is these are those elements of a leader which can only be called essential.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's it. And you'll become more of an effective, that's another E, another effective leader, when you know and understand the principles of essential leadership.
Well, I hate to say it, but we'll close this one out. We'll get ready for the next series, whatever that ends up being. And I look forward to it. I'm sure there'll be other ideas coming up. I know that we should remind everyone, we've had this series, 10 episodes, Essential Leadership, here on a special edition of the Tough Things First podcast. You can go to the website, toughthingsfirst.com. You can find the rest of the podcast there. Go back and listen to it. We talked about it, summarized it here, but we really go into detail on these subjects and the other podcasts. Don't miss out. Make it part of your life and work it into your efforts to become a better leader and a better person. Make sure you check out the podcast, blogs, links, and other information at toughthingsfirst.com. Of course, find out more about Tough Things First, the book, and the other books, Zen of Zen and Zen of Zen 2, and the upcoming Zen of Zen 3.
That's right, Rob. It's going to happen.
Awesome. Thank you again. And Ray, I appreciate you inviting me to be the guest host during this series. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, listen, it's been great, Rob, and I hope that our listeners will take the time to listen to this series of 10 podcasts.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.